The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, there to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. Now, there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you, that you will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Do you know what the worst part of Christmas is? Try to come up with a homily for Christmas. Something new. Well, I have no new ideas, but is there a new way that I can say what I've said in the past? And I'm always scrambling leading up to Christmas. Had a buddy of mine call me up yesterday morning. I answered the phone. "You got a homily for me?" And he stammered and stuttered and said, "Yeah. Just say, Merry Christmas. Now go home." And then he quickly added, "With Jesus." Good save. One of the parishioners, I asked, "Got any ideas?" "Oh yeah, whatever you said last year, Father, it was good." "Well, what did I say last year?" "Well, I don't remember, but it was good." Christmas Eve, yesterday afternoon, we had the kids acted out the gospel. And at every practice all last week, I would ask the kids, "Give me a homily. No, what's your favorite part of Christmas? What are you looking forward to? What are you excited about?" And you know what they said? Presents. But that wasn't the number one answer. You know, whenever you ask a child anything, you know, give me one answer, they'll give you four. So lots of multiple answers. Presents. Food was a big one. Christmas cookies, tamales, Christmas movies. Best part is the Christmas carols. So lots of different answers. But all of them included family. In one way or another, they all included family as the best part of Christmas. Seeing family, being with family, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. And if they couldn't physically be together, at least talking to them, calling them up on the phone and sharing the experience of the day. Now for me, whenever I get asked that question, my stock reply is, my favorite part of Christmas, Christmas night, because then it's all over. But the real answer, my favorite part, are the ghosts of Christmas past. All the memories that come with those ghosts. And it's not the memories themselves so much as the people and the feelings connected to those memories. And the overwhelming feeling is love. Not so much that I love all these people connected with these memories, but the overwhelming feeling of being loved by them, remembering their love for me. And those memories make those people, make those feelings present. And that's what this day is about. Loving me. God loving us. God loves us. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is both Christ and Lord. Christmas is God's great big yes to all of us. Yes, I love you. Yes, I believe in you. Yes, you are worthy. Yes, you are redeemable. I gift you with my Son. I gift you with my very self. There is nothing that separates us from God. His desire to be close to us, to be intimate with us, to be one with us. God sharing in our humanity so that we may share in his divinity. All this for us. All this because God loves us.